We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a Tuesday. Trade deadline Tuesday. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Ikey?
Johnny Marks, how about your boy?
Well, it's 6 o'clock, which is odd that that's when the trade deadline is. Normally it's 4 o'clock, but it is 6 o'clock. So right up until the end of the show, we will track it. Jack Fritz, I can't see him because the breaking news booth has been moved to a different location, so I can't. Jack, are you in the breaking news booth as we speak?
Yeah, it's, not much going on.
So it's a little depressing in the breaking news booth today.
Yeah, I'm all the way over here by myself. They aren't doing anything. I mean, Dave Dombrowski has 4 hours until the Andy McPhail claims come his way.
If we don't, we don't.
Well, I would expect some type of a move, starting pitching, hopefully. Right? But we will keep you updated. We certainly want to open up the phone lines at 215-592-9494 because it is trade deadline day. And if you're interested or you feel like the Phillies need to make a splash here. So we'll open that up early. We'll get calls involved throughout the show. So that's what's happening. Jack will keep you abreast of every rumor, innuendo. Even if it's fake, will you bring up the rumors on the air? Sure they're real rumors.
Yeah, you can't do that to the people.
All right. Well, we'll keep.
I have to differentiate between sort of breaking news and real breaking news. I can't pull a Ben.
Can we trust him, Ike? Because he has struggled with what's breaking news and what isn't. DeSean Jackson got cut and he didn't think it was breaking news.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jack, do your best at that. So the Phillies is right there, but we're going to start with the Eagles today. Jalen Hurts had a good day of practice, bounced back. We're going to have Elliot coming up at 3 o'clock in studio for an hour. Talk about it all. I had some people, I had some messages, saw some social media interaction, Ike, where had some listeners that were saying, I think the media and me included in that, being a little bit too hard on the Eagles so far as we are just a week and some odd days since the start of training camp. Ike, do you think that we're being a little bit tough on the team so far?
Well, it's not so much about us being tough on them. I think it's being impatient with them. I think the tough aspect of it is it depends on the individual that is evaluating the team. If you're being overly critical of the team, if you're being overly critical of Jalen early in training camp, then, yeah, that can easily be perceived as you're being a little bit too tough considering where they are at in training camp. And I just look at it as training camp is a time to develop. You should be a better football team at the end of training camp than you were at the beginning of training camp. And that starts off with individuals being better as individuals that come together collectively as a team, which makes the team as a whole better at the end of training camp. That's where ideally you want to be. Does that mean every player is going to be substantially better at the end of training camp? No, we know guys get cut. We know guys don't develop. Some guys don't improve, all of those things. But at least you will have given them the amount of time to evaluate them and for them to develop, to at least judge them. And I think less than a week, we are at Tuesday. Training camp just started. Their first practice was last Wednesday. We are a week into training camp. And to have, some illusion that you're going to have the final product displayed before you within a week, I think that's being unfair. It's just being unfair or not understanding the process of getting better every day, every week. And that's why I expect this team, that's where I expect this team to be at in a month when they get ready to take on Detroit in Detroit. this should be a better football team. I would imagine we'll feel a lot better about the football team. Hopefully, we don't have any substantial injuries to the football team. But in a month, this team should be a team that we are looking to go into Detroit with a win, not concerned about the Detroit Lions, because we have much bigger fish to fry than the Detroit Lions. And so that's where I'm at with this football team. I mean, that's just where I'm at with this football team. Yeah, can I nitpick at how long they're out there practicing and, you know, the lack of physicality at practice and all this type of stuff? Yeah, I could find those things to nitpick at. But the idea that somehow there should be a concern about the team or about Jalen Hurts as a quarterback or Nick Sirianni as the head coach, I'm nowhere near that sort of level or that thought process when I'm looking at this Eagles football team.
You use the word impatient, and I think it's like it's now August 2nd, and the first game is when? We still have 5 weeks until
the first regular season game, September 11th.
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to play. A lot of the starters are going to play in the preseason. We'll see, right? And that first game's two Fridays from now. I don't think we're being too tough. Are we being impatient? We might be being a little bit impatient. 5 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, we may feel very, very good about the team. But my problem is that I was wanting to see a jump this year. I was wanting to see a jump, and I'm not talking about just Jalen Hurts. I'm talking about as a team. I was hoping to see a jump of, wow, this really is an improved team. This really is a good team. And I feel like that you should at least see something from the start if you were going to get that. And what I've seen from the start was a lot like last year. So not that this team is going to be bad this year, not that this team is going to win 5 games, but I was hoping to see some reason to believe that this could be an 11-win team. This could be a 12-win team. This could be a team that you view entering the regular season as being the team that's like, yeah, the Eagles are going to win the NFC East. Like, yeah, they really are as talented as we thought they could be. And I'm just not seeing that so far. I'm seeing a lot of what I saw last year, which is like, yeah, they're not bad, but are they going to be good enough, right? And I'm not seeing that jump. So I don't. I mean, that's the expectations. The expectations for me heading into the season, not a Super Bowl team. I wasn't looking for them to be a Super Bowl team. I needed that next step. And the next step is, oh, they are a team on the rise. Oh, they are a team that's going to make the playoffs again. And I'm still unsure whether they're a team that makes the playoffs or not. That 45% of teams that don't make the playoffs the year after making the playoffs, I'm still not convinced the Eagles aren't going to be one of those teams.
I'd be shocked if this team doesn't make the playoffs.
Oh, I would.
I'd be shocked if this team doesn't make the playoffs. This team is still the best team in the NFC East on paper. They certainly have to go out and do it on the field. I would agree with you on that. The Dallas Cowboys have had our number the last couple of years. They need to exercise that demon. But I believe this Eagles team has the right amount of doubt in place from the outsiders. The quarterback has the right amount of doubt in place from the outsiders that they're going to use this. This is a motivating factor for this football team. I believe that with them, that's when they usually are at their best as an organization. I think it's a cultural thing for what have you. I just don't know. When there's high expectations, we don't seemingly meet the expectation. Jason Kelce said it best last week, and I 100% agree. But when there is doubt that is resonating about the organization, about the GM as it was 6 months ago, they usually rise to the occasion. And that's what I'm going to bank on. That's what I'm going to bank on. The head coach, when there was doubt about him, when there was somebody saying, this is what is the most underqualified head coach in the last 30 years in the NFL? What Mike Lombardi said about Doug Peterson, what'd they do? They went out and won the Super Bowl. They doused Doug with Gatorade the first game of the season and the last game of the season. The first game and the last game. This is when this team usually rises to the occasion. And that's what I believe they're going to do here. There's just too much talent on this team. And I know we need to discuss the team ad nauseum. I get all of that. I love doing it. When there are bad days, I don't mind – being tempted to press that panic button, but just not necessarily pressing it, but being alert that is there, I don't mind that either. I also don't mind when there are small victories that are in place that you can say the team is getting better day by day. And sometimes you need to bounce back from a bad day. Guess what? Some days you're going to have a bad day in practice. Bounce back from that day in practice. Bounce back from a bad day in practice. It's okay. Whether it's offense or defense, bounce back from that bad day in practice. And that's what this team, I like when there is a, there is the presence and the feeling of doubt surrounding the team. That's what I like. I like when it's more that way. Because that way I know they're coming out with a little bit of edge, with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, with a little bit of dog mentality. Coach Sirianni likes mentality. To say.
See, yeah. I actually think that there are expectations on this team now.
There are expectations, but I'm saying there's doubt. That's the point I'm making.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
there's doubt. There are people doubting them like you.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
They're also seem to be a darling among a lot of the national media. Jalen Hurts a darling among a lot of the national media.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm curious to see how they come out, because the fact that they they're playing the Lions. Jack and I have talked about this before. They're playing the Lions in week one. The Lions are practicing 8 hours a day, eight days a week, right? Like
Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I hope the Eagles are ready to match that intensity up there and not walk in and think this is just going to be an easy win. I am worried about this season with the Eagles. I am worried that they're going to win 8 or 9 games and not go forward and stay in neutral or go backwards. I am worried about that. So that's why coming out and not seeing any difference from last year, even with adding to the roster. Now, the defense, maybe the defense looks better this year than it has in previous years. Bradberry, I think, is the real deal, and the defense is going to be better. But, man, to not see improvement from Jalen Hurts in the first week and a half, and he was good today. He had a bounce-back day today. As you mentioned, that's important. I don't think it's an overreaction. 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Are we overreacting to the Eagles' struggles in camp? We'll get to your phone calls. Jack Fritz, how do you feel about this? I know we're discussing it a lot. It never felt like an overreaction to me.
No, and it shouldn't, because ultimately, as we know in the NFL, and if we want to talk about difference-making team here, we all need Jalen to take that leap. And I think if the reports are, yeah, he's fine, kind of looks the same as last year, a little bit better, well, that's not really good enough. You know, like we need a legitimate leap out of him because of what Carson did in 2017. That's kind of shaped of how we view, honestly, these training camp reports.
Yeah, but a week in the training camp, was anybody talking about the Eagles going to the Super Bowl?
But they were talking about Carson had gone to another level. So,
oh, okay. They didn't know what level. What reporter was out there? You're going to tell me Elliott was out there charting how great Carson was? The same guy that said he should have took Paxton Lynch over him? I don't think he was out there with rave reviews about Carson Wentz in his second year. Stop it.
He's very fair and objective.
Stop it.
And he said he's torching the Miami Dolphins
defense. Stop it.
We'll talk to him coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll get his insider view.
Honestly, it sounds simplistic, but all that matters is if Jalen can take the leap. And if he looks – like, if he's fine in practice, that's fine, but that's not –
I think it matters more than Jalen taking the leap. Devontae has to come back and have a good second year. Dallas Goedert has to show that he can be a starter for 17 weeks.
For sure.
And be a Pro Bowl caliber tight end. Miles Sanders in this running game has to show that he can be an elite running game and not rely on Jalen to make it an elite running game. It's not just about Jalen. It's not. A.J. Brown, okay. We all think you got the potential to be a top 10 receiver in this league. Got to go out and do it.
Yeah.
17 weeks, no injuries, no drop issues, all that stuff. It's not just all on Jalen. It's not just all on him. The players around him have to do their job too, and we act as if all these guys are just a given. Yeah, Dallas Goedert's going to play at a Pro Bowl level. So is Devontae. A.J. Brown's going to play at a Pro Bowl level, even though the most yards he's caught in the season is barely 1,000 yards, if that. Like, we act like Jalen is the only guy who has to come out here and prove something. No, all these guys on offense got to come out and prove and do their job and not put everything on Jalen.
Yeah,
not put everything on him. We don't want him to run and throw and this and all that and the other. Well, guess what? The other people have to do their job well.
Good thing is I feel excellent about the offensive line, right?
Okay, stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Yeah.
But there are more question marks than I think a lot of people that aren't just Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
All right, 215-592-9494. Start off on the phones. Ike is calling from Southwest Philly. Our buddy Ike, what's up, bud?
Yeah, I think that what's going on, first of all?
What's up, Ike?
Hey, man.
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing. I think that is a lot of – I think that's the perfect word, impatient, man. Because let me just say a couple things. First, if I remember correctly, growing up, all my years looking at football, I'm a middle-aged man, I always hear announcers and all the great reporters say the defense is usually ahead of the offense in the beginning of the camps and the season. And I've always heard that, going back to Madden and them. Second thing is, I always remember when Andy Reid and y'all teams, mm-hmm. y'all was great teams, obviously, but we ain't always get off to the greatest starts.
That's
I remember
true.
That year everybody was about to jump off the boat until Westbrook made that run back. They put
in
return
Buffalo.
Against the
yeah. – Or the Giants. Yeah.
I thought it was the Giants.
It was that same year, 2002-2003. Yep.
Yeah, and that's why I'm sitting there saying, like this, when I hear these reports and stuff like that, I take them for what they are. This is practice. They trying to work some stuff out. I'm expecting the whole team to be better towards the end of practice than after the first five practices. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just try to keep it balanced or whatever. He had a good day. All right, that's cool. He had a bad day. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that sometimes we just take it like, we live and die off of every, not even every practice, every throw. You know what I'm saying?
It's Elliot's fault.
Yeah, I was about to say, Elliot, y'all said that the other day. Elliot is the first one I know to start charting that stuff like they did or whatever. And you know, he do a good, he do a great job, actually. So I'm cool with him
awesome.
Doing it. He's just doing his job.
But Ike, to your point, we're treating training camp throws and practices like games now. And I don't know when this started where we were paying such close attention to the practices and what the quarterbacks are doing in practice, but I like it. I like the fact that we are doing it.
You know what's up, though? It ain't even just football. It's everything. It's just the life we in now because
right. We
treat every baseball game, and they play 162 of them. Like, the Phillies lose two games. Oh, man, we got to get a whole new team. I heard somebody call up and say right when we were going into the All-Star break, oh, the Phillies, it's over for the Phillies. They like, I'm saying, ain't they tired for the playoffs? How are you going to say they having a horrible year, especially with the people that's hurt and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes our expectations are through the roof, and when the people don't live up to our expectations, we're not actually looking at the reality of it sometimes.
So real quick, what's your reality mm-hmm. this year with the Eagles then? Because you're right. Everybody has different expectations.
I think they're going to be way better. I'm not saying way better. It may not be the record, but I think they're going to be better. I think they're better than the Cowboys. I think that people think just because
offense,
I think the defense is going to make a big jump because I think our defense will be way better. I'm hearing Elliot and them saying great things about Jordan Davis, about the secondary,
yeah.
And we don't even talk like count that as that's the second part of the team. They just as important as the offense to me.
I
think we're going to be real good.
It's a good point with the defense, Ike. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It is. We don't pay enough attention to how much of a jump the defense could make. But as far as the attention that's being paid to practice reps and throws by the starting quarterback, I mean, that's just the nature of what everybody's doing right now. Carson Wentz was he's under the microscope. He was getting examined yesterday, and he had a couple of interceptions, three interceptions, right? So, like, every day of practice, which isn't a game, there's going to be an evaluation made by the people that are watching practice, and that's the media. And then the fans are going to do the same thing, and we're going to do the same thing with that.
But everybody doesn't have to overreact to it. Yeah, it's one thing to observe it. It's another thing to react to it.
Right, but if he looked great, we'd be reacting the same way, just in a different way.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, but there are those that are out there that don't necessarily overreact to every training camp practice report.
Right,
is all I'm saying.
No, there's a lot of people out there that say
and when training camp just now starting, you know, being rusty, having turnovers, or not being as sharp, one would expect that. And the one thing I keep saying is the Eagles don't practice a lot. Now, maybe everybody else around the league is doing the same thing, and maybe that's why turnovers are happening out there. Yeah, you want to be on a practice field for an hour, great, you get out of there healthy. Well, guess what? If you're out there 2 hours, maybe you practice the next day is a lot sharper. It accelerates the developmental process. That's the thing that I was arguing against last week. Yeah, you're arguing that you would accept health at the expense of development. That's what you're arguing. Don't tell me this makes you a better football team, because it doesn't. Yeah, it makes you a healthier football team. Okay. But you're trying to tell me the less practice you have on the field, the better football player you're going to be? That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
It makes no sense.
No, you're right. You're weighing in theory that because you also hear a lot of guys aren't ready to take real hits because they haven't been taking hits.
Of course.
And then the first game they play, they're getting crushed. Yes. And they haven't gotten crushed since the
previous
year.
And that's why sloppy the first couple of weeks of the season. So I get it. You're saying, okay, we'll take health over that. Okay, then say that. But you can't sell me that it makes me a better football team. Like, I'm not buying that part of it.
215-592-9494.
We can all get healthy. We were 2-5 healthy.
It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Jackson, the breaking news booth.
Meanwhile, the Super Bowl year, we lost half the team in the first 7 weeks, and we're 6-1.
Yeah. No, it's great. No, it's great. You're right. It's
Meanwhile,
crazy.
We lost half the team in the first 7 weeks of the NFL, the Super Bowl year, and we're 6-1. We lost the left tackle. We lost the middle linebacker. We lost the third down running back. Lost the kicker in the second game of the season.
Impact players.
My goodness.
Jack has I don't know if it's breaking news, but there is something.
A little
Jack.
Bit of news,
Uh-oh.
And it could make the Phillies want to go after a starter even more. Zach Eflin transferred to the 60-day IL.
I knew it.
So they need a starter unless you want to do bullpen games and Bailey Falter down the stretch.
You know what this tells me? They knew this was coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting a starter today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they had to know what Eflin's health situation was.
Yeah. Yep. Get ready for Noah Syndergaard. Going to be very
Now, see, that's a name that I think people would get excited for.
Yeah. And then they'll watch him pitch and they'll be like, just kidding.
No, I did a deep dive in the Syndergaard last night, Jack.
What did the analytics show you?
That he's certainly not a great pitcher. But he would be the third best starter on this team if he did what he's done so far this year. They need help.
They got to go get a pitcher. That's for sure.
They do. 215-592-9494. Jack Fritz remains in the breaking news booth. MLB trade deadline coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll give you every rumor and piece of news that's out there. But coming up next, more Eagles stuff, including Brian Westbrook with us yesterday talking about camp struggles and if they're a big deal. Does Beat West think it's a big deal, what's going on with the Eagles? You'll hear that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
When I'm hearing that our quarterback is struggling early on in the preseason, early on in the camp, I'm absolutely concerned because I absolutely know that our quarterback has to carry us for a certain part of this season. And if he doesn't, then we're not going to be able to get to where we want to go. So absolutely, it's a concern. And we have to find a way to make sure that Jalen Hurts is the guy. And right now, based upon some of the reports that are coming out of camp, he hasn't done too well.
That's Brian Westbrook with us yesterday. We're back, Marks and Reese, on Tuesday. A couple weeks from now, we might not be talking about any of this, but at least from the start, it is it's disappointing that they haven't come out and they haven't been a little bit better, and that goes for the quarterback. And we always talk about the quarterback, and I'm going to continue talking about the quarterback. See, like, here's the reason why I feel like it's not an overreaction and we're not making too much of it. Jalen looks a lot like he did last year, which was like, had some good days, had some not so good days, but it kind of seems like he's doing the same thing he did last year, which, by the way, they won 9 games. So they had a successful season based on those expectations, because there weren't expectations last year. There's expectations this year. So if he comes out and he plays to a similar fashion, which was competent, which was that, you know, he maybe wasn't the greatest passer, but he did improve in some aspects, this is going to be another 9-win team, right? And like, that's
or it doesn't have to be another 9-win team. That's just what you're predicting.
No.
He could play that way and they can easily win 11 games.
Okay.
They could easily win 11 games.
They could. No, they could. But I guess what I'm saying is that if I'm not seeing improvement from year two to year three at the beginning of training camp, then I worry there's not going to be improvement. And we're going to see a lot of what we saw last year.
Well, but here's the thing. I guess that all depends on what you're looking for. And I understand Jalen is huge part of what everyone is focused on, including me. I'm not going to act as if the quarterback's play does not matter, but I'm also not going to act as if the quarterback's play is more important than the overall team's play. I'm not also going to act that way either. So whether he's throwing for 270 or 240, if they're winning every week, nobody's going to care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's going to care that he's not the most prolific passer in the league. I just know how that's going to play out. Like, nobody's going to really care. The only time we care is when the team isn't winning. Because then we can focus on something that he's not doing, that if he were doing, it may contribute to winning. But if he's being Jalen, doing things that doesn't necessarily hurt the team, and everybody else is doing their thing, then I think most people will be satisfied with the product. And then the other question comes into play at the end of the season. Is this somebody that's good enough for you to move forward with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are several quarterbacks that have displayed average to slightly above average ability, and then their team decided, you know what? Thank you, but no thank you. I don't want to commit any more money to this type of play. Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Ryan Tannehill in Miami. Like, these are players that were solid players. Even Kirk had success in Washington to a degree.
Right.
Got into the playoffs, and they say, you know what? It just ain't good enough. I don't want to commit franchise money to him. And they're still looking for a quarterback. Yeah. But they felt like that wasn't good enough. So they wanted to move on. San Francisco is doing that with Jimmy Garoppolo right now.
Yep.
Teams do that. I don't know. I just don't think we're there yet. We're not there yet to where it's, you know what? We're already moving on from him. He's not the most prolific passer in the league. Until I've always said this. He's here the next 2 years. Until there's a better option available, that is a clear better option available, he's going to be here. That's just the bet that the Eagles have made, and they're going to have to lie in it until they come up with something better. But if he's winning football games, everybody's going to be okay with it ultimately.
No, I agree with you.
They're going to be okay with it ultimately.
And it also has to be, like, last year, a lot of that felt like who they were playing late in the season.
Yeah.
The bad quarterback.
A lot of that was there, yep.
Right? So, I mean, yep. that was a part of it. Give the Eagles credit because they beat who they beat. But, like, you're not going to get it. It's not going to be that easy. You're not going to be playing the Gilberts and the other guys. So, even if he's thrown for 230 yards and he's 17-27 – and they're winning games, and Jalen's a part of that,
mm-hmm.
we'll be fine with that. I don't – listen. Like,
well, I mean, you get to the playoffs, and then you see what he looks like in the playoffs. If
right.
you lose at home, and then, of course, people aren't going to be happy with it. And then that's where somebody's going to say, we need more.
Well, the goalposts will get
better.
Moved, yeah.
Yeah, we need better. I'm just saying, if you're just looking at how they're winning football games, if they're winning football games during the season, nobody's going to care. Like, nobody's going to care if they're winning football games.
Agreed. Agreed. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, online marks-jewelers.com. The question is, are we overreacting to the Eagles' struggles in camp? Yes or no? Yes! 77% so far. Elliot's going to join us at 3 o'clock for an hour of...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Elliot. Chuck from Mount Airy's on the line. Chuckles, how are you, buddy?
Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, how you doing today on this fine Tuesday?
What up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man, Ike, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, the way you spin it with, you know, the Super Bowl team and the health and space third, I could not agree with you more. Nick Sirianni to me. I'm not sold on Nick Sirianni. I don't like the way he coaches this team. And my question, it might not be Jalen good enough for us, but it might be it's just coach good enough for us. Because this thing right here, like, you know, you're not practicing now. It's not going to alleviate you from getting hurt in week six.
Right.
Or week seven. Right. The case may be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just makes no sense to me, man. If he didn't learn anything from last year, I think he could at least learn that I got to work these guys a little bit harder, man. You know what I mean? I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. It's puzzling my mind because my thing is this, right? In order to achieve something, you got to practice, man. And then to not have Jalen, not even in any type of preseason games. Like, I mean, what has he accomplished when he got to play no preseason games?
Yeah, I would have him out there. I think there's a way you tell Jalen, don't take off. If there's nothing there, throw the ball. I don't need you out here scrambling and running around. You throw the ball away. But there's a way you can have him out there and he can get some timing down and some plays down to where he gets some real live game action. I wouldn't have a problem with him being out there playing, Chuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like at least one or two games,
yep.
Only three this year.
Yep.
One or two games, sit in the pocket. You're going to get his live action, help the guy develop. This is not helping the guy develop. This is helping the guy regress, if you ask me, because you're not having him practice. In order to get better, you got to practice. Nick, I'm telling you, if you start off slow this year, it's on you. It's on you, buddy. And I know you're listening right now. It's on you.
Yep.
All right, Chuck.
You heard him.
Peace.
Yep.
All right. There you go. I remember that this was the similar – we were having the same conversation last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us thought last year that Jalen should have played in the preseason games, and the Eagles said he played in the joint practices, and that's
right.
Actually more reps than the preseason game. And we looked at Pat Mahomes running around playing in preseason games, right? Brady played. So it's like, hang on a second, Jalen Hurts doesn't need the work, but these guys do.
Right.
It's like the trend right now is these guys aren't going to play in the preseason.
Yeah.
Like, that's not every team. Every team's different, but like just how the end of OTAs, a lot of teams canceled the last week of the OTAs and gave the guys off. Mm-hmm. Belichick did that, right? Like, that's just not Nick Sirianni. But like, that's just the trend in the NFL. So, I mean, I don't expect Jalen to play in the preseason games, right? The work he's going to have to get is going to come in these joint practices and the practices. Yeah. Hopefully it's enough. Let's go to Mike in Philly. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I just think that everybody's not happy. No one's ecstatic with this quarterback. And Jimmy Garoppolo is just sitting out there with the team we got and the pieces we got. He wins 75% of all those games. And I just think if we're going to go for it with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, they're all getting older for like a couple, 2-year or 3-year window. Now's the time because he's not going to get any better. The defenses are going to start reading and watching tape on him. He can't throw left to right. He throws interceptions. He's not just going to learn how to do these things in his sleep. Like, he's not even practicing. I would just go out there and get somebody who's been to the Super Bowl, been under Belichick, and knows how to win. And that's what we should get. And on the Phillies point, just to throw it in there, I don't know why they don't take a chance on Joey Gallo. He's just sitting there on the Yankees bench. And he's capable of hitting 40 home runs, you know, if he gets in the right.
He'd fit right in with being another DH on the team that strikes out
bad
a lot.
Bad news for Mike, just got traded to the Dodgers, so no Joey Gallo today.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah, Mike, news. Listen, things happen fast, Mike. You got to keep up.
Yep, Joey Gallo.
I did not think Joey Gallo was worthy of the breaking news sounder. But I guess that's on me. Again, I don't have a good trigger finger on the way what's breaking news and what's not.
Well, that wasn't really breaking news.
Yeah,
I didn't know Mike
was
going to bring up Joey Gallo there. I didn't know that.
I was not expecting Joey Gallo. Yeah. Joey Gallo, by the way, said he quote, feels like a piece of bleep for the way he's performed since being traded to the Yankees in 2021.
There you go.
He was asked if the Yankees fans were being too tough. And no, I mean, it has not worked out well for Joey Gallo. But now he's in Los Angeles, and he will not be in Philadelphia.
From New York to Los Angeles.
There you go. Not bad for him. Jack, any other rumors out there with the Phillies as we count down 3 hours and 20 minutes to the trade deadline?
No, but one of the last real big-name starter that would be a difference maker is Carlos Rodon, and the Giants are still talking to teams about him, so he could still be an option. And if you're looking at a possibility of Rodon, Wheeler, Nola, that's a pretty good three. You know,
so question, why would the Giants – because the Giants, I mean, they're 4 or 5 games out of the final wild card. Why would they trade him?
Because he's on a last year of a contract. He's on a rental. So I guess they're 51-51. If they don't think it's their year, they try to maximize his value. But I don't think they're really shopping him.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Matt. Matt's calling from Pottstown. Hi, Matthew. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yo.
What's up, Matt?
Yeah, Jack, I agree with you. The Yankees news, that's not worthy of the sounder. Maybe the Price is Right Jose drop, but not the breaking news sounder. I'm okay with that. The talk right now about the Eagles and the training camp and everything else. You know, here's where I'm at. I read two reports that said that Tua is looking really good in camp right now. And Russell Wilson struggled yesterday getting passes into Sutherland against Patrick Surtain. Mm. Everybody is like so, and this is definitely with the Eagles right now, hypercritical about everything and every day in camp. And part of that is you have guy in about 30 minutes, who is seasonal, who has to say things or they do things to make themselves justified, to put themselves in airtime and print in different scenarios. They want to be the first one to have something to break. And I'm not saying they make things up, but they say things that maybe, you know, comes to fruition in a week or two. And then when the story gets reported across, you know, a bigger media scope, it gets reported as news broken by such and such. So I think everything with the Eagles right now is very, you know, hypersensitive, hypercritical, and we're putting too much weight into it. I think there's only a couple things I really worry about or want to hear coming out of training camp or don't want to hear coming out of training camp. And one, I won't even mention because we don't want to hear discussion of it, right? You know, we don't want to hear health reports. We don't want to hear things like that. That's right. The only thing that worries me about coming out of training camp, because I think Ike mentioned it. Whatever it is going to be at this point, you're in it now. Like, you don't have a choice. This is the bed you made. So these are the players you got and the pieces you have. I'm more interested here in coming out of training camp. How's Joaquin doing? What's Joaquin doing right now? Is he pressing Dallas for the position? Are we going to see two tight ends? Is he changing out of number 19? Give me that stuff out of training camp. I don't want to hear every little nuance of every drop. I want to hear about Joaquin.
All right. Well, appreciate it.
Who the hell is Joaquin?
I guess he's a tight end. Jack, he's saying the name wrong, or?
I mean.
This is Joaquin Andahar?
Is he thinking of Jaquiski? Or Jaquiski Tart?
No, I don't think so. He might have been talking about a tight end. Tight end, too.
Well, why would anyone, I mean, no disrespect, the third or fourth tight end, but why would anyone right. care about how they're doing in camp?
So,
well,
listen.
That's what training camp is for, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I saw too much special teams yesterday. Frankly, they need more 7-on-7s, or whoever.
Yeah, Jack doesn't want real football practice.
When we are there, when this show is there, right. I want Hurts throwing at least 30.
An hour straight.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you there.
Yeah, enough with the cute little punts down the field and whatever. don't need kickoffs.
So here's what I'd say about that. When Elliot comes on, I think that's where we can get some insights on some of the other stories that are going on in camp. But that's why I read Elliot on the website and Bleeding Green Nation and all the different great writers for the Eagles, because they're giving you insights that are beyond the big picture stories, which are Jalen Hurts and Miles Sanders and things like that. But he mentioned Tua, and to Matt's point, just because Tua has been doing very well in training camp so far, that doesn't mean he's going to be an all-pro quarterback when the regular season starts. However, it's much better than hearing, man, Tua doesn't look good. He kind of looks like he did last year, right? It's positive that the quarterback, who they just got Tyreek Hill, that there's some chemistry with Tyreek Hill and that he looks better than he has in previous years. That's good. Doesn't mean he's going to turn into an all-pro, but it's certainly what you would rather hear than not.
Yes.
And I guess that's where I am with Jalen, was I was hoping to see, just talking to all the guys down there yesterday, they cover the team year after year, and asking them, all right, so what do you think of Jalen? And they're like, yeah, he kind of looked like this last year, a little bit of a slow start, but he rallied by the end of camp. And that's more or less what they're saying. There's no panic in the writers down there. They're just kind of like, yeah, it looks like he did last year. So it's not panic, but it's also, you're not seeing the jump. I'm not seeing the jump from him. Let's go to Paul in Woodland. Paul, how are you, buddy? What's up?
All right, let me get this off speaker.
You got it, Paul.
You are here?
That's a great idea.
Yes, thank you, Paul. Thank you.
If I can, my phone's acting dumb. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
Hey, what's up now? What's up?
What's up, Paul?
What's up, buddy?
Brother?
Yeah, I think it is people overreacting a little bit right now. You know, it's just practice, right? And it's like everybody is making it like Jalen. Yeah, he is a quarterback, so of course he's important. But this team is better. Like, we might not be, like, as good as 2017, 1 through 53, but, like, 1 through 30, man, I think we can match up with anybody. So, Jalen, even if he is the same, I think we still can have a better season because this team is better. I think our defense, I don't know what – even though we don't know what defense we're actually running, the players we added, I think the defense is going to be great. And I think I did. You know, I'm a Jalen guy. I'm on there like OG Wade. I'm a Jalen guy. He's top. I'm his uncle. So let's keep it like. And then I listened to him yesterday, man. Oh my goodness, it made me even feel better, man. This kid is awesome, bro. Like, it just makes me feel so good listening to him and how hard of a worker he is and how he looks at the game and how, you know, he just is a winner. And it might be more that I like the kid than
right.
I think he's a good quarterback because he hasn't shown us much, right? But I still think he's going to improve, man.
You believe in him. You believe in him.
I believe in him. I believe him. I believe that hard work, this is how it was brought up, hard work. If you work hard, you're going to benefit from that. And he's a hard worker, man. That was all a great right. interview yesterday, man. And Ike, you had me rolling when he said put Kobe ahead of LeBron. You was ready to end the interview right
that's
there.
All we had, that's all we needed right there,
that's
Paul. That's all we needed.
Right there, Jalen. That's it, man. I just need people to calm down. Wait for the games to start, man. Like, all we're not going to see nothing in preseason. Wait for the games to start, and that's when we're going to see. When the bullets start flying and all that, that's when we're going to know. Until then, we're not going to know. We're just going to be speculating, gritting gray hairs, worrying. Just wait for the season to start, man.
Yeah, that's the problem. I appreciate the call, Paul. Thanks, that's the problem. Paul. People can't wait for the season, man.
Nah, I'm not even trying to wait for the season, Ike. I mean, I'm trying to wait for the season, but I'm not
trying to wait for these joint practices.
Oh,
well, and then it's Elliott again. But it's in Cleveland, which stinks. But they got Jacoby Brissett. By the way, it's Jose Joaquin Whiteside.
So it's oh, about JJ?
Yeah. So Matt and Parcell.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Mr. I want to produce the show from the caller wants us to talk about JJ in camp. Come on,
hold
Matt.
On. So that's J-Jaw's name?
Yes.
I never knew that.
So he's being cute.
What is it again?
Jose Joaquin.
Ortega
Whiteside.
Damn, that's a lot. Jose Joaquin.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for positional depth battles, this probably isn't. You know, you're not going to get a lot of that on the show.
What a battle for the number two spot.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be the number two guy. Jack Stoll.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Joaquin or
not
whatever
be
his
Joaquin,
name is.
No, Jose Joaquin.
In fact, I haven't heard his name mentioned.
No.
I saw him yesterday. He was looking pretty thick.
Yeah. Tight end now, man.
He's got thick legs.
Tight end now, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, I tell you what, these tight ends keep dropping like flies. He will be here.
Yeah, he might.
Oh, listen, if you want us to break down Stoll, Tyree Jackson,
exactly, yes.
Greg Calcaterra, and Jose Joaquin.
Yeah, he might be here.
Well, Tyree Jackson at this point last year was the secret weapon of the season, if you remember.
Yeah.
Was it Chuck that was – no, it was Wade that was all in on Tyree Jackson.
Tyree Jackson.
Well, Herb was too. He just didn't know his name.
No, he still doesn't know Delonte or Devonte.
I think he's gotten that down by now.
No, it's still Delonte.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I had had someone send me a picture of Herb, a Wells Fargo employee, send me a picture of Herb that was driving him to work the other day. Yep. World famous Herb.
He's out there.
Let's go to Rasheem. Rasheem's in North Philly. Hi, Rasheem. No,
all right.
Rasheem.
All right.
Paul in San Francisco is calling. Paul, how are you, buddy?
Good. I listen to you guys a lot, but I felt I wanted to call in today because it's just I want to give you guys a perspective. Let me preface it by saying I'm old enough. I watched the Eagles win 1960 when Chuck McNerick tackled Jim Taylor at the two-yard line in the game when they won the NFL championship. Yeah. So I'm a diehard fan. But there's a lot of chatter about Hurts that makes me have to think that there's too many question marks. Just from listening to everybody else, it's no one's saying he's the man. No one's saying that he can do it. But people hope he can do it. I'm not convinced. I don't think hard work gives you a better throwing arm. But on the other hand, I certainly hope they do well. But let me just put this out there. I was talking to Jack, and no one talks about this with the Phillies, and it just surprises me. Mm-hmm. You got Juan Soto, who you can't even argue the fact the guy's a generational talent. What a player. And the Phillies, it blows my mind that just to not even to get involved, try to make a deal for a guy that is that good. I always wonder if that's the reason that just not going to get to the levels they had in the, you know, the 2000s with our boys, Rollins and Utley.
So you wanted them involved in Soto. You wanted a blockbuster, Paul.
Yeah, of course, man, because listen.
I hear you.
Look, I mean, what are they doing? They're pussyfooting around to make maybe the third playoff spot?
Yeah, they're trying.
Two games.
So, but Paul, let me give you the good news. When they hired Dave Dombrowski to be their GM, he wasn't brought in to be Andy McPhail. If we don't, we don't. And it may feel like that to a certain degree at the trade deadline. I would think they'll be very active in free agency next year, and they'll try to bring in a star and spend money. Dave Dombrowski spends money. But I think at this point, they didn't feel like it was realistic based on what their farm system was to try to get Juan Soto.
No, they couldn't get Juan Soto, man. You got to give up everybody.
And the Padres have such a stocked farm system, they can afford to give up four top prospects. They still have other guys that were there.
Yeah.
And they're ready to win, the Padres, right now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they aren't. Yeah, and the Juan Soto thing was a pipe dream. That was a pipe dream.
Yeah, I mean, like the Yankees weren't really in on him. The Mets weren't really in on him.
I mean, not only that, you got to turn around and give him a contract extension.
A big one.
At some point. Like, yeah, you already got – you got three guys already making nearly $100 million on this team already. You're going to add another one?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a lot. But on top of that,
there's no way they were doing that.
And, like, on top of that, you're giving up every, like, your top prospects.
Yes.
If you want to go out in free agency with Trey Turner, who's a free agent, you want to give him $100 million or $150 million, then you're at least not giving up your top prospects.
Yes.
We do have a little bit of Phillies.
Here we go.
What do you got? Before Elliott
Come
hour.
On.
From Susan Slosser, who is a San Francisco Giants beat reporter, it sounds as if the Phillies have interest in Rodon, and yes, the Giants are pursuing them in the wild card race. Also, the Twins and Cardinals are showing interest. So, Phils could be in on Rodon.
So, the Giants are going to trade us their pitcher.
Possibly.
Does that feel like a plant to a writer to put
that
out there?
Something doesn't seem right about that one, yeah.
I know. I would
not care. I wouldn't do it. But
I know we don't care, but I'm just saying. Like,
Syndergaard seems beyond real, the rumors, and it seems like it's coming down to the Blue Jays or the Phillies, Jack. Are they the two teams that are mentioned the most?
It seems like that.
I'd be excited. Be excited if they traded for Syndergaard.
No, you wouldn't.
Sure I would.
No, you wouldn't.
It's a name.
And then what?
Well, I mean, he makes them better. I'm not saying that I'm as excited if they got Juan Soto or somebody like that, but yeah, I'd be excited. It'd be breaking news. It wouldn't be sort of breaking news, right, Jack?
No, I guess. I think that would be sort of breaking news.
215-592-9494.
It's like the Eagles signing Julio Jones.
We'd be too excited for Julio Jones. The expectation should be like, yeah, let's see him play six games and have 40 catches.
Yeah, I don't think people – see, you're excited when you hear the name.
Right.
And then you're like, hold on, what did we just get?
No, it is Julio Jones.
You got Julio Jones.
No, it's a great comp. It's a great cross-sport comp. It really is. Yeah, it'd be like getting Julio Jones.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Phone calls, as always, with Elliott. An hour of Elliott every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. He joins us. What did he see at camp today? How good of a day did Jalen have? And what former first-round pick is also having a good camp? All of that and more, all next hour, and your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, is your summer weight loss plan not working as well as you hoped? Well, hope's not a strategy, so this is what you need to do. Contact NJ Diet today, and they'll contractually guarantee that you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to njdiet.com. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. If you're not sure you can do it alone, NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You'll also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's committed to you keeping the weight off. It's all natural, no shots, no hormones, no surgery, no prepackaged foods. Locations close by in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, or anywhere worldwide with live online video consultations. Call them today. NJ Diet. It's 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET. Or Go to NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good. NJDiet.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.